Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. It is tax season, and there's people in Wrangell to help assist with that, including the AARP Tax Aid Foundation. With us today, we have Paula Rack and Julie Williams, who are volunteers with helping people do their taxes. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Paula and Julie. How are you today? Thank you for coming in.
Doing great.
Doing fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you. So will you tell us about the AARP Tax Aid Foundation?
Okay. The Tax Aid Foundation is... partners with VITA, which stands for Volunteer. I can't even remember what that stands for. But it's a foundation that provides free tax preparation for anyone. You don't have to be a senior. You don't have to be a member of AARP. And there's limits to the returns that we can do. We can't do a lot of the more complicated returns, but we can do the majority. We can do itemizing, we can do native corporation dividends, Fisher crew members. We can't do boat owners, but we can do the crew members. So there's quite a few returns we can do.
Oh, wow. Okay. And will you just tell me what are the more complicated returns that you can't do?
If there's depreciation, we can't do that. You know, if a person has expensive equipment that needs to be depreciated every year, we can't do any of that. Rentals, what else?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. So AARP stands for American Association for Retired Persons.
Well, actually, it doesn't anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does it stand?
Since about, I don't know, 2005, it's just the letters.
Wow. Okay, because I looked it up and it said that. But okay, great. Awesome. So just AARP. Like you said, this tax aid is for anybody. So you don't have to be a certain age,
mm-hmm,
or a member, like you said. Can you just tell me who, in your experience, who uses this service, and are there misconceptions about who it's for?
We have all sorts of people in Wrangell, from teenagers to seniors. A lot of the seniors aren't required to file, but they want to file anyways, which is always a good idea, because you never know when you might have to apply to a service that requires you to show what your income is. Say, energy assistance or Medicaid. I don't really know, but a lot of people just need verification of what their income is. So we can file for them anyways. It doesn't cost anything, and it goes pretty fast. If we've done people in the past at our site, then when we enter their Social Security number, everything about them fills in with their address and their birth date, phone number, and any forms that they've filed in the past, such as a W-2s or 1099-Rs, all that. It comes up with those forms that are just blank with the numbers. So if a person comes in and they don't have all their papers, they might not realize that they're missing something. This will say, hey, what about, you had this last year, you know?
Yeah.
And that, you know, jogs a lot of memories, and they can come up with the papers and we can file it.
Okay, great.
Some people are getting more and more people with identity theft problems that they don't even realize until we file their return and the IRS is saying, hey, we need a PIN. You already filed. And people saying, no, I didn't. But what happens is the scammers will just start filing tax returns with made up numbers, made up Social Security numbers, made up W-2s, everything, and with their addresses and their account numbers, and they're getting refunds.
Wow.
And people don't realize that someone's been using their social until they go to file and they say, well, you already filed. So.
Wow, that's really scary. So what happens? What do you do then?
They get a PIN from the IRS, and then they file under their own, with their own documents. And I don't know what they do with the scammers.
Right. How many have both of you experienced that before?
My first time was last Saturday when I had somebody come in and they said they had to go back through and recreate all of their identifying information and such after that had happened to them.
Yeah, it's happening more and more.
And do you help them with that or no?
No, they're just alerted to it and then they go from there to resolve it. And I don't know exactly how that is.
Wow.
Some of it's not easy if they can call and talk to an IRS person. Sometimes they're on hold forever, you know, and they can get their information that way. But the IRS will mail them the number. Or they can, theoretically, they can go online and create accounts. But that's pretty hard, too, for a lot, especially seniors that aren't used to using computers. They have to take a picture of their driver's licenses, take a picture of their own face, and go through all this stuff. And
Wow.
They have a different hairstyle than what's on their driver's license. The computer doesn't do the face recognition thing, and it can be really difficult.
Yeah, definitely. I would hope that person is able to get an extension, you know, for tax season or whatever.
So we do a lot of prior year returns. We can e-file 5 years back. Mm. And interesting enough, it seems like the prior year returns, they almost always have refunds on them.
So
yeah, almost always. Yeah. Why people wait years to file when they're getting money back, I don't know.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
You've done them too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was one of the, you mentioned you were going to ask, you know, one of the things about like, what people to know is go back and file the returns, do your old ones and get caught up you know, because again, like Paula said, it most often people get a refund when that have had prior years like that.
Yeah. It's always that way.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring mine in from previous years. So you're both IRS certified volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, you've been doing this for 2 years. And Paula, you said 18 years.
18 years.
Why? I'll start with you, Julie. Why did you want to get the certification?
Well, I like numbers. I like financial literacy. It's one of my things that I did with students when I was in the classroom. I enjoyed helping people understand money, and this is just an extension of that. And also keeps me current with what's going on with the taxes and that sort of thing. My husband and I ran a business together for decades, and so ours was always too complicated. But now that he's retired, things have gotten simpler, and now I feel like I can actually access the system at the level where I am. And so that's, for me personally, it's that. And then I just like to help people. Yeah. You know, it's one of those pieces that I feel people get kind of overwhelmed by things that sometimes aren't that hard, but you don't know they're not that hard until you get help with them.
Yeah, thank you. And Paula, why did you want to get this certification, and why did you want to become a volunteer?
It does take a lot of hours. It's about 40 hours of of time to get certified. It's a lot of hours. But I'd been doing my own with TurboTax, and it just seemed like, oh, you know, just playing with numbers. You know, I've always been a numbers person, math and science have always been my strong suits. So it was just all logical. And AARP has their own software that they contract out that's called TaxSlayer is the one we use now. Mm-hmm. And it's been produced just for AARP.
Okay.
And so we have to, every year they make changes with that, so we have to become familiar with the new software updates. And
yeah. You said it takes 40 hours just to start with this, and then you have
for
to...
For all the training, yeah.
For all the training. Will you speak more about what's involved with that?
For me, they send me up to Anchorage every fall, October through December. It varies every year. And we have statewide meetings and instructor training. And we get updated on the new tax laws. Mm-hmm. And then once I come home, then there's all the kinds of tests online that you take. Okay. So that's what that involves.
Yeah, my next question, I think you probably answered it, but it was, how do you stay current on tax law changes each year? So pretty much just being recertified and going
right.
to these
yeah.
courses in Anchorage. Okay. Will you walk me through a typical tax preparation session? What does that look like from start to finish?
Okay, so... if they're a senior, then they probably have a Social Security statement, and we know everyone, so, you know, we don't ask for ID unless it's someone we haven't done before. Their Social Security will put their Social Security number in, and then it comes up with a previous year information. So then we go from there. If they're a new person, then we will input all their personal information, their P.O. box, their birth date, their dependents, Social Security numbers and birth dates and all that information. And then if it's already in there, then it's easy. Then we just start going to the forms that they had the previous year, say if they worked at one place, then we go to, you know, the W-2 for the IGA or wherever it is and start just plugging the numbers in those boxes, and it goes really fast if we've done them before.
Yeah.
And we ask them questions about what's changed and go through the whole process, and it'll make suggestions as we go along. The software, you know, put in their permit fund dividend. We ask them if they had a permit fund dividend and that sort of thing, because even if sometimes they didn't receive their PFD, but it's been garnished for some reason, it's still considered income.
Yeah, yeah. And you said it doesn't take that much time. Like, how much time would it take usually? What would somebody say?
Probably just half an hour.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Julie, what's the most challenging part of this work for you?
Well, for me personally, I work nights at the hospital. So the time I've been in the afternoon on a Saturday is right in the middle of my usual sleep schedule. So that's a pretty big challenge for me. But fortunately, Paul is great and supportive, and Nancy too. And so that's really helpful. But, you know, that's that. And then just as a learning curve, it's all new. And then certain things get changed. And it's how does... You know, no tax on overtime. What does that actually look like? What happens with various changes that just come out that aren't necessarily directly within the software? So you kind of actually have to think a little bit more on that. Those are a lot of the challenges. And then just knowing what questions to ask and making sure that I don't forget to ask something or enter something, you know, or forget to enter something, those sorts of things, because again, it's pretty new for me.
Yeah. And Paula, what are the challenges for you?
I don't know. I've been doing it for so long. It's all pretty easy for me.
That's
just
awesome.
Learning the new tax laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this year we've thrown, you know, like she said, the no tax on overtime. And then, out in on the internet, people believe the tax laws certain ways when they're not. So say people say, well, there's no tax on Social Security, because some people out there say that, but that's not really true.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's things like that. And then the overtime is new. You know, the Congress will pass a law, but it's not specific in the law as to how that plays out in tax law. And the IRS has to decide how that works out. And that can be challenging, because they don't always decide right away how it's going to play out. We might not find out till the end of January how it's going to work. So.
Yeah. And then you just kind of go with it. What do you wish more people knew about the tax system or about free filing resources?
That it can be for anyone with any age. They don't have to be seniors. They don't have to be members of AARP. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to add on to that, Julie?
No, I think we've covered a lot of it. It's easier, I think, maybe than they might think. You know, it's accessible, it's easy, and, you know, it's not so much torture that I think of when I think of taxes. It's not that bad.
How many do you have under your belt now, like with people?
I don't know.
You don't
know? I don't know.
And I'm sure Paula, 18 years worth.
Oh, we do about 150 returns a year.
That was actually my next question, average. So 115?
150.
150.
Between all of us.
Okay. And there's three volunteers in Wrangell? Okay.
Nancy McQueen is also doing it.
Okay. Wow. So, yeah, that's about 50 people per volunteer. Can you share any feedback that you received from somebody you may remember, where it really made a difference for them?
A lot of people are intimidated by the IRS, and they're just assured that we've done it properly, and that we do the work for them. We'll e-file for them, and they can get a direct deposit, and it's just simple for them. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know.
I can't think of a specific anecdote of, you know, a person who seemed like their life was changed. But I imagine that when you know, Apollo will catch things. Like, I know that I made an error of omission. I forgot to put an item in a box. Mm-hmm. And she got to call the person. And instead of having to pay a tax, they ended up with a refund because of, so she got to break the news that that she'd solved that problem. So, you know, those kind of things, I suppose, that's a bit of a difference.
Yeah, we check each other's work, so.
Oh, good. Yeah. Definitely. That's
great. A requirement. It's required that they're not just one person sends them.
So. Okay. Awesome. Yep. So previous years, and even like last month, or even maybe earlier this month, you were working out of the Nolan Center, but the location has changed, right? To Harbor Light?
Yeah. When I first started, we were at the Senior Center.
Okay.
And then we moved to the Nolan Center. And now the Chamber moved into the Nolan Center, so we had to switch to Harbor Lights, and they've been really accommodating for us. It's really good situation there.
Okay. And what are the hours and days you're available to help?
Saturdays 1 to 5.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
But we're taking appointments.
That's right. And how can people make an appointment?
They can give me a call. Either my landline at 3824 or cell at 305-0309.
Okay, so your cell is 907-305-0309.
Right.
And then your landline, 907-874-3824.
Right.
Okay, great. What should people bring with them to the appointment?
If we haven't done them before and we don't know them, then they'll need to bring their Social Security number.
Okay.
Their card. And, of course, all their W-2s, 1099s. We don't need documentation of their PFD, just whether what they have, just have to know whether they got it or not. Mm-hmm. And that's bank account information. We used to do a lot of, if people were getting a refund, then they just have a check sent to them. But the IRS decided this year they don't want to do that anymore, and they're making it really miserable for mm-hmm. people to get checks in the mail. We're talking about 6 to 8 weeks, filling out forms, making phone calls, staying on hold.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're encouraging everyone to bring their bank account information, especially the seniors that, even the seniors that haven't gotten refunds before, because this year there's a bonus deduction of $6,000 per person. So people that haven't gotten refunds before can sometimes get refunds now. So everyone should just bring their bank account number with them.
Can you just explain what a bonus deduction of $6,000 means?
For if a person is just getting Social Security and their PFDs and senior benefits, then it doesn't make any difference at all. But if they're getting any kind of retirement checks on 1099-Rs, there's usually withholding. And so your standard deduction, well, it varies every year. This year, I think it's $17,000-something per person. So there's an additional $6,000 deduction, which is, you know, a good chunk of that. And so it can mean a lot bigger refund.
Yeah.
So,
and if somebody doesn't, if they can't find their Social Security card, would a passport
that'll work?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if they have a passport, bring that. Great. Is there anything else you would like to share, Paula or Julie?
There's 4 weeks left. You know, time's running out, so make sure that come on in and get it done. Get a hold of Paula and set things up, I would say. That would be my suggestion.
If they're shut-ins and they don't get out, then I've gone to people's houses to do their taxes for them.
Mm. Okay. And is your schedule filling up for the Saturdays?
We still have openings this Saturday, yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome. So again, to make an appointment, 305-0309 or 874-3824.
Right.
Thank you for coming in and talking about the AARP Tax Aid Foundation and informing us on what's entailed as a volunteer.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah. And so that was Paula Rack and Julie Williams, who volunteer every Saturday for tax season to help community members get their taxes done.